Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, O Jesus Christ, for you are the King of glory, the everlasting Son. Yet you, with boundless love, sought to rescue everyone. You laid aside your glory, were born of virgin's womb, were crucified for us and placed in a tomb. Then by your resurrection you won for us reprieve. You opened heaven's kingdom to all who would believe. Amen. Last week we celebrated Reformation Day. So Pastor Walther talked a little bit about why we do celebrate the Reformation still today, right? Even though it's 500 plus years later. And he began by talking about the fact that during that time, during Luther's time, during the time of the Reformers, in much of the church, the gospel had been pushed aside. It was no longer the center of what the church teaches. And instead, they had placed morality at the center of what the church taught. Now, looking around today, 500 plus years later, and looking at the places that claim to be church, you would not be too far off the mark if you would think that the gospel had been pushed aside yet again. This time in many places, immorality has been put front and center of what the church teaches. And as Luther himself liked to say, there are two sides of the horse to fall off of. And here is the truth: neither morality nor immorality are the gospel. And so neither of them should be front and center at what the church teaches. Neither of them gets you in the good graces of God. Neither of them will get you into the kingdom of heaven. Now, certainly not your bad works, but as Isaiah points out for us, even our righteous works, even our good works are as filthy rags. Even the best of them are not going to cover us so that we can stand proud before God. We just sang in that song immediately before the sermon, we just sang about Adam and Eve, how they tried to sew fig leaves together to cover their nakedness and their shame. And that is a pathetic picture if you think about it. It is a pathetic picture to try and think of a man and woman trying to sew leaves together to make clothing for themselves as they try and stand before God. But the rest of the scriptures will say that our own works, our own deeds are just as pathetic if we were to try and hold them up as if they would somehow impress God. Right? Think to yourself, what is the most impressive thing you have ever done? Do you think you could stand before God and hold that in front of you? No, the gospel, and this is what the Reformation wanted to bring to the church front and center again, the gospel has to do with saints. It has to do with being holy. It has to do with how we are holy. And this much is true. The kingdom of heaven will be populated only with saints, only with holy ones. And so then, the question becomes, who are the saints? If morality or immorality are not the key to sainthood, then what is? You can think for yourself, what does the world think a saint looks like? And what do you, as a member of the church, think a saint looks like? Let's begin with the world. Who does the world recognize? Who do they praise? More to the point, who does the world consider to be a role model for all of us? Who does the world treat with reverence? I don't doubt that we would all say that the world celebrates and praises celebrities and athletes. Not even the world. No one regards all celebrities or all athletes as saints. No, even for the world, saintly status takes action. Right? Someone has to do the right thing, and usually they have to do it in the face of opposition. Now, what the world thinks is the right thing probably differs vastly from what we think is the right thing. But the world says that a saint has to do the right thing in the face of opposition. And so if we were to try and think of worldly saints, especially as divided as this country is now, we'd probably have to go back a little ways before we could all agree on someone. Maybe you'd have to go back to Martin Luther King Jr., someone like that. That might be the nearest one, some kind of World War II hero, perhaps. Before that, maybe Abraham Lincoln. That is what the world thinks is a saint. And yet, sadly, that is what too many in the church think as well. The saint is someone who has his act together, who does and says good and impressive things, who is neither a thief nor unjust nor an adulterer. Instead, a saint does good works. And for the church, we think that they fast, that they tithe. In general, they act as you would want your children to grow up and act. And obviously in the church, we want to put a spiritual bent on everything, so we will say a saint is someone who is spiritually heroic in the face of opposition. But you cannot get very far in the Gospels before that idea should be shattered. Because those are not the kinds of people that Jesus finds and hangs around with. No, those are often the kinds of people who are offended when Jesus eats and drinks with sinners. Those are the kinds of people that Jesus warns about. He calls them to their face hypocrites, saying that they honor God with their words, but their heart is actually far from him. These are the ones that Jesus uses as examples in parables that say, while they do hold up their works before God, they do not go home justified by him. And so what is wrong here? How could both the world and much of the church get it so wrong? Well, let's look at the gospel reading. Let's see what Jesus says about the saints. Let's see what he says about those who will populate the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn, the meek, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, the merciful, the pure in heart, the peacemakers, those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Blessed are you when you are reviled, when you are persecuted, when you are spoken evil of on account of Christ. Now, maybe some of those words of Jesus jive with what we spoke about earlier, especially when he talks about opposition. But does this list that Jesus goes through today stay in line with what the world thinks of when they think of as a saint? Or even what you think of when you think of a saint? Because Jesus does not say, blessed are those who never mess up. Blessed are those who always make the right choices. Blessed are those who never break the commandments. Blessed are the heroes. And yet that is more in line with what we think of when we think of saint. Why is that? That is because we are sinners. We are living in the world, and so we do not think as we should. We need to be told repeatedly, year after year, month after month, week after week, about how it really works. And about the fact that sainthood is not based around us and our actions. One of the temptations is that we think of the saints as those who are rewarded by God for their morality, as we were talking about earlier. Those who do good, those are the people who get good. Those are the people who are rewarded by God. Those are the saints. On the other hand, you have those who do bad. Those are the ones who God does bad in return. Those are the wicked. Those are the sinners. But for those of you who have been in my Job Bible study, you will note that that is not how life works. Now, Job was a man who was excellent spiritually, morally, and yet his world comes crashing down, and it is God who crashes it down. And it comes crashing down not because Job is bad, but because he is good. And the other temptation, and this is one that stems from a misunderstanding about God's forgiveness and God's grace, so it is more prevalent after the Reformation. This is the side that says, if God forgives, it doesn't really matter how I act. God does not care. Paul sums up this thought along the lines of, shall we not continue to sin so that grace may abound? For those of you in Pastor Walther's class on Romans, you will know that Paul answers that question with exasperation. Shall we continue to sin? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Paul will go on to say that those of us who are baptized, we are baptized into death so that we might rise and walk in newness of life. Not so that you can walk in the same old sinful life that you led before. And with this, we see what a saint is. A saint is someone who is blessed by God. Someone who has been set aside by God. Not set aside by themselves, not set aside by their own words and actions. No, they are set apart by God in order that they may inherit the kingdom of heaven. That is also the key to Jesus' words in our gospel reading, the Beatitudes today. The saints are not saints because they are poor in spirit or because they mourn or even because they are pure in heart or peacemakers. No, that would be to turn the phrase around. That would say, you inherit the kingdom of heaven because you are poor in spirit. But that is not how the sentence reads. The saints are blessed because God gives them the kingdom of heaven. Because he will comfort them. Because he will give them the earth. Because he will satisfy their thirst for righteousness. Because he will return so that we may see him. Because he calls us sons and brings us into his family. Because of these things, because of the second half of the sentence, we are blessed. These are all gifts. And they are all gifts of God. That is what makes for saints. Saints are not whoever we would call moral or immoral. The saints are the ones that God justifies, the ones he sanctifies, the one he gives blessings surely out of his fatherly divine grace and mercy. That is what a saint looks like. A saint looks like the people that God adopts and calls his own children. And the good news, the gospel, is that he has done this for you. That in his Son, Jesus Christ, he has done this for you. He does this to you in your baptism. That is where you are united to Jesus Christ's death and resurrection. And so John will write in our epistle reading today, see what kind of love the Father has given to us that we should be called children of God. And so, we are. You are a saint. You are a child of God. Simply because God has claimed you. And he gives you his kingdom. So today is a celebration of All Saints Day, and you will notice in our prayers and even in your bulletins a list there of the saints that have passed on in the previous year. And you know, those of you who know those people, those of you who know them know that they were not sinless, but rather that they were sinners, and yet declared righteous on account of Jesus' blood. The focus of sainthood is always on God's work, not ours. And so that list that you read today, these are not champions. These are not giants of the faith. No, they are people simply whom God has granted the title of child. And this is the title that he has given you too. And so we are. Thanks be to God. Amen.